ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहना भवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। सो नचिकेता गॉट द सेकेंड बून। सो 18th मंत्र। सो उपनिषद इटसेल्फ प्रेजेंटेड द ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ द glorification of this Nachiketa Agni. Represented the benefit of combining the performance of ritual with the practice of meditation upon Viradishwara. So we saw, if a person practices the meditation along with the performance of this ritual, as a righteous person, thereby the person attains Vairajapadam, the status of being one with Virat. He will go to Brahmaloka, Brahmaloka, Swargaloka. Okay, 18th mantra. So in the 18th mantra also, the same teaching given by the Upanishad is repeated in the 18th mantra. Shankaracharya says, Idanim अग्नि विज्ञान चयन फलम उपसंहरति प्रकरणंच। सो इन दिस 18th मंत्र, सो शंकर भगवत्पादा इंट्रोड्यूसेस द 18th मंत्र। हाउ डस ही इंट्रोड्यूस? ही सेज इदानीम, इदानी मीन्स नाउ, नाउ मीन्स इन दिस फॉलोइंग मंत्र, अग्नि विज्ञान चयन फलम, अग्नि विज्ञान चयन फलम उपसंहरति प्रकरणंच। उपसंहरति मीन्स समराइजेस, समराइजेस मीन्स व्हाट? हियर कंक्लूड्स। सो दिस फॉलोइंग मंत्र कंक्लूड्स, कंक्लूड्स व्हाट? प्रकरणम कंक्लूड्स। प्रकरणम हियर मीन्स द टॉपिक। The following mantra concludes the topic, ends the topic, summarizes the topic. How? Presenting the benefit, phalam, benefit or the result of jnana vijnana chayanam, sorry, agni vijnana chayanam. Result, the benefit of combining the karma with upasanam. Agnihi stands for karma. Vijnanam means meditation. Agni vijnana chayana phalam means the result or the benefit of combining the performance of Nachiketa Agni ritual with a practice of meditation upon Virat. That is, this mantra also discusses the same benefit of the combining the performance of ritual with the practice of meditation upon Virat. So you can say, Jnana Karma Samuchaya Anushtana Phalam is here presented. Thereby, this mantra concludes the topic. Prakaranam upasamharati cha. It concludes the topic by giving the benefit of combining the ritual with the practice of meditation. So, let us see the mantra now. Trinachiketas trayametad viditva. Trinachiketas trayametad viditva. यं विद्वांश्चिनुते नाचिकेतम् ಯಯೇವಂ ವಿದ್ವಾಂಶ್ಚಿನುತೇ ನಾಚಿಕೇತಂ ಸಮೃತ್ಯುಪಾಶಾನ್ ಪುರತಃ ಪ್ರಣೋದ್ಯ ಸಮೃತ್ಯುಪಾಶಾನ್ ಪುರತಃ ಪ್ರಣೋದ್ಯ ಶೋಕಾತಿಗೋ ಮೋದತೆ ಸ್ವರ್ಗಲೋಕೇ ಸಮೃತ್ಯುಪಾಶಾನ್ ಪುರತಃ ಪ್ರಣೋದ್ಯ ಶೋಕಾತಿಗೋ ಮೋದತೆ ಸ್ವರ್ಗಲೋಕೇ. ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ರೆಡ್ ದಿ ಮಂತ್ರ, ಒರಿಜಿನಲ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್, ಮೂಲ ಗ್ರಂಥ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬೀನ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಸ್ಟಡೀಡ್. ನೌ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಸಿ ವಾಟ್ ಶಂಕರ ಭಗವತ್ಪಾದ ಸೇಸ್, ಕಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ. ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಡಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಸೇ? ಸೊ ಯಹ ತ್ರಿನಾಚಿಕೇತಃ, ಯಹ ವಿದ್ವಾನ್ ತ್ರಿನಾಚಿಕೇತಃ. ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ವಿದ್ವಾನ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟರ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ವಿದ್ಯಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್, ವಿದ್ಯಾ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್. ಉಪಾಸನಂ, ವಿದ್ಯಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ, ವಿದ್ಯಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಉಪಾಸನಂ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ವಿದ್ವಾನ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ, ವಿದ್ವಾನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟರ್, ಉಪಾಸಕ. ಸೊ ಯಹ ವಿದ್ವಾನ್, ದಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟರ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ದಿ ವಿರಾಡೇಶ್ವರ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇನ್ವೋಕರ್ ಆಫ್ ನಾಚಿಕೇತಾಗ್ನಿಹಿ ತ್ರೀ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್. ತ್ರಿನಾಚಿಕೇತಃ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಇನ್ವೋಕ್ಸ್ ದಿ ನಾಚಿಕೇತಾಗ್ನಿಹಿ ತ್ರೀ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ತ್ರಿನಾಚಿಕೇತಃ. ಸೊ ಯಹ ವಿದ್ವಾನ್, ಯಹ ತ್ರಿನಾಚಿಕೇತಃ ವಿದ್ವಾನ್, ದಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟರ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ವಿರಾಡೇಶ್ವರ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದಿ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮರ್ ಆಫ್ ನಾಚಿಕೇತಾಗ್ನಿ ರಿಚುವಲ್, ಇನ್ವೋಕಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಫೈರ್, ನಾಚಿಕೇತ ಫೈರ್ ತ್ರೀ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್, ಸಚ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಏತತ್ ತ್ರಯಂ ವಿಧಿತ್ವಾ, ಏತತ್ ತ್ರಯಂ ವಿಧಿತ್ವಾ, ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್ ದೀಸ್ ತ್ರೀ, ಏತತ್ ತ್ರಯಂ ವಿಧಿತ್ವಾ, he does not simply perform the ritual, he does not simply practice the meditation. Of course he is performs a perform, he invokes the Nachiketa Agni three times, he practices meditation upon Virat, but he does it how? Having understood these three aspects, etat trayam viditva evam nachiketam chinute, nachiketam chinute. He invokes the Nachiketa, Nachiketa Agnihi. Nachiketam Chinute means he kindles and he invokes the Nachiketa fire, Agnihi. Okay, that person, how? Yetatrayam viditva yaha vidvanti Nachiketaha Nachiketam Chinute evam. The person who performs the Nachiketa, kindles the Nachiketa fire, invokes the grace of Nachiketa fire, Nachiketa Agnihi, having understood these three, as a performer, as a person who invokes Nachiketa Agni three times, along with the practice of meditation upon Virat, that person enjoys, what does he enjoy here? Modate, he revels in the heaven, swargaloke modate. When he revels in the swargaloka, he revels in the heaven, how? Mrityu paashan purataha pranodya. Mrityu paashaha means, know that mrityu paashaha, bondage of mrityu. Bondage of mrityu, mrityu paashan. Paashaha means thread, rope, yarn is paasha. Mrityu paashan, the binding shackles of Lord Yama. Mrityu paashan, purataha. Purutaha means before, even before the actual time of death comes, this person, Mrityupashan Pranodya, having broken the ties of Lord Yama, having broken the shackles of death even before the time of death, Swargaloke Modate, he revels, he rejoices in the heaven. He revels in the Brahmaloka, the heaven. So he does not need to wait for the death to happen, which means even before the death comes, he frees himself. He breaks the Pranodya, having broken the Mrityu's ties, the bondage of death, the shackles of Lord Yama. Before death, he goes to Brahmaloka, Swargaloka, and there he rejoices. This is the benefit of, is a clean, brief summary of the benefit of Upasana Karma Samuchayaha. Okay, now I'm going to read the Bhashyam here. Trinachiketaha. The first word is Trinachiketaha. Trinachiketaha. Shankaracharya says, Trayam Yathoktam. Trayam Yathoktam. The three things which have been already instructed. Yathoktam Trayam. As instructed before in the previous mantra, the three things. What are the three things? Yaha ishtakaha, which type of bricks, yavati hiva, how the number of bricks, the type of bricks, the number of bricks, yathava, and the method of placing the bricks, va iti etat viditva, iti etat viditva. So having clearly, doubtlessly understood properly how, what should be the type of bricks, how many bricks, what is the number of bricks should be used, what is the number of bricks which should be used, and how the bricks should be placed, etc. These three things, having understood, viditva means avagatya, viditva. Shankaracharya gives the meaning avagatya, avagachati, veti, understands. Avagatya, viditva means avagatya, having understood these three. Yahacha evam, and also who, in this manner, atmarupena, agni, vidvams chinute, atma rupena agnim vidvam chinute. Nirvartayati, chinute means performs this ritual. Nirvartayati nachiketam agnim kratum, the person who performs this nachiketa agni ritual, invoking the Virat, Agni here means Virat, as the very self. Atmarupena means when he practices meditation upon Virat, he sees Virat as his own self. He invokes the Virat Ishvara, visualize the Virat Ishvara and the Agni. Agni here means Virat. As himself, Atmarupena Agnim Vidvan Chinute. This person who the meditator, invoking the Virat as his own self, visualizing the Virat as his own self, who performs this ritual, understanding properly the three things, the type of bricks, the number of bricks, and the way of placing the bricks, etc., then that person, what happens to him? Saha Mrityupashan. Mrityupashan. Mrityoho Pashaha Mrityupashaha. Actually, it is called rope of Lord Yama. The noose using which Lord Yama grabs us. Mrityupashaha. Okay. Pashakkayir. Using which he will tie and pull. No, no, I don't want to come. I don't want to come. I want to stay longer here. Please allow me. Let me see my grandfather, granddaughter's wedding. No, come on. Time is over. Come. He will pull us. He'll tie, use that rope and pull us. In the Puranas, it is personified. Okay? Mrityupashaha. So, Mrithaha Mrityupasha. That is the idea here. Okay? Mrityu, ties of Mrityu. Mrityupashan. See, Mrityupashaha is in what form? Very beautiful. Shankaracharya says, look at this. Adharma, Ajnana, Ragadveshadi Lakshanan. A Mrityupashaha is in the form of Lord Yama's ties, okay? The bondage, the Lord Yama's ties are in the form of Adharma. In him, Adharma means what? Whether action, ajnana, ignorance, ragadvesha, likes and dislikes. If you are free from ajnanam, free from adharma karyam, wrong actions, you are free from ragadveshas, finished, you are free from mrityupasha. Very beautiful, isn't it? How is mrityupasha? Mrityupasha, the ties of Lord Yama is in the form of Adharma, Ajnana, Ragadvesha. Ragadvesha. So Adharma, Ajnana, Ragadvesha, the Lakshanan, Mrityupashan, Purataha. Purataha means what? Agrataha. Agrataha means what? Purvameva. Purvameva means what? Before. Agrataha, Purataha, all indeclinable words. Agrataha, Purataha means Purvameva, before itself means when Sharira Patad Purvameva, before even the fall of the body. Definitely there will be a day, Sukshma will leave, mind will leave the physical body, when the Paradha gets exhausted and the physical body will fall apart. That no Punyam, nothing can help. That is the natural order. One day when the Parabdha karma gets exhausted, mind will leave. One of my friend's father is very old and he's been diagnosed with the cancer. And he's not eating anything. Still he's alive. He's not pausing. Why? Parabdha is strong. Understand? Until the Parabdha karma gets exhausted, the person will be there in the body. Then the Sukshma will leave. When the mind leaves, Sukshma will leave means the body will fall apart. That is the natural death of the body, which is inevitable, unavoidable. So, Sharirapatad Purvameva, before even the actual fall of the physical body, a person frees himself from the shackles of death in the form of Adharma, Ajnanam, Ragadvesha, etc. Thereby he is relatively a pure-minded, subtle-minded person. Only a subtle-minded person, relatively pure-minded, adequately pure-minded person, alone will be eligible to travel, to go to the higher loka. Not only for even for higher loka, even for enjoy the subtle pleasures, you must become a subtle person or subtle personality for which you must become adequately purer. And what can we talk of jnanam? You must be definitely pure-minded to have the vision of the truth. Okay. Saha mrityupashan adharma ajnana raga dveshadi lakshanan purataha agrataha Purvameva Sharira Patad Ityartha. Okay. Pranodhya. Pranodhya means what? Apahaya. Apahayam is what? Getting rid of. Getting rid of. Having broken. Thereby, shoka atigaha. Shokatigaha. Shokam atigachati iti shokatigaha. The person goes beyond grief means shokatigaha means the one who goes beyond grief means the person becomes free from grief. Manasaihi dukkaihi varjitaha. Shokatigaha means shokatigaha. Shokatigaha means manasaihi dukkaihi varjitaha. One who is devoid of mental agony. One who is free from emotional pain. Manasaihi duk, not physical pain. One who is emotionally free from emotional pain, mental agony. So, manasaihi dukkaihi varjitaha. He is said to be shokatigaha. The person becomes free from grief. The person becomes relieved of the mental agony, emotional pain. How? When he breaks, when he removes the mrityupasha in the form of adharma, ajnanam, ragadveshas, etc. Before even the fall of the body, thereby the person becoming free from grief, becoming free from the mental agony, modate, ityetat, modate, swargaloke, vairaje, in the world of Virat, vairaje, in the world of Virat, the swargaloka, modate, he rejoices. Means Virat Swarupa Pratipattaya. Virat Swarupa Pratipattaya. Virat Swarupa Pratipattihi means understanding. Pratipattihi is a Strilinga Shabda. Pratipattihi means attainment, understanding. 2 minutes. Virat Swarupa Pratipattaya. With an attainment of Virat's form. With attainment of Virat's form, or having become one with the Virat, attainment of Virat's form means having become one with Virat, this as Virat himself, he rejoices in the world of Virat. Sargaloka, Brahmaloka, where he is free from mental agony, emotional pain. Is it clear? Even for relative relief, you must hold on to dharma. Don't ever think of freeing yourself from mental agony relatively, definitely not absolutely, without being conscious of living a life of dharma. So consciously living a life of dharma means having mastery over one's ragadveshas. That's what is implied, okay? Mrityupasha, what mrityupasha? What is which really ties you with the body? Ties you with the death? What is that which is tying you, binding you with the death? Bondage of death means the body is it is this ignorance. It is this non-righteous actions. It is the ragadveshas. And the actions simple by ragadveshas. Okay? It's ignorance. Aviveka. This is what is really tying a person with the body, thereby mortality. Is it clear? Very nice. I enjoy my class. I don't know how you all find it. Okay, let me go to the next. Lesson. See, Pratipatya, Virat Swarupa Pratipatya, Vairaje Swargaloke Modate, the person rejoices in the Swargaloka, in the Brahmaloka, in the heaven, which are word of Virat, having with an attainment of oneness with Virat, with an attainment of oneness with Virat, the attainment of Virat, one's own self as Virat. Virat Swarup Pratipatya. Pratipatti attainment. Pratipatya. With an attainment of oneness with Virat. Next mantra. 19th mantra. So how long should you prolong? Lord Yama really is eager to give you a third bone. Okay. So he wants to quickly finish his second bone matter. Even though Upanishad simply prolongs, by way of prolonging, Upanishad gives a subtle teaching, emphasizing the dharma. What really binds a person? Okay. Which ties a person with the body, thereby mortality, thereby, okay, fear of death, is nothing but ignorance of the self, and ignorance caused the desire, ragadveshas. There are ragadvesha impelled right and wrong actions, and the results of right and wrong actions, punya papa, and then punya papa ties a person with the rebirth. Understand? No, 19th mantra. So here, in this 19th mantra, Upanishad shows that Lord Yama himself puts an end to the second boon. Which means, Lord Yama is going to make him understand that he can ask for the third boon. See, Lord Yama wants to finish off his job, okay? He wants to relieve himself quickly from the this papam, pratyavaya papam. So he wants to get rid of soon. So he is in a hurry to give the third boon. So Nachiketa is not bothered, okay? He takes his own time to ask for. But Lord Yama is in a hurry. So he himself remains Nachiketaha to ask for the third boon. Yeshate gnir Nachiketa swargyaha. Yeshate gnir Nachiketa swargyo yamavranita. Yamavranita dvitiyena varena. Yetamagnim tavaiva pravakshanti janasaha. Tritiyam varam Nachiketo vranishvam. Yeshate gnir Nachiketa swargyo yamavrinita dvitiyena varena. Yetamagnim tavaiva pravakshanti janasaha. Tritiyam varam Nachiketo vrinishva. Yeshaha agnihi Nachiketaha. Eshaha swargyaha agnihi Nachiketaha. Nachiketaha yeshaha te swargyaha agnihi. Yam dvitiyavarena avrunithaha. He Nachiketaha, O Nachiketas, this is the ritual. This is the ritual which he performed pertaining to the attainment of the swarga. This is the ritual which is performed, which is pertaining to the swarga. Swargyaha agnihi. And this is what has been, this is what you chose as a second boon. Yam dvitiyena varena avrunitaha. Avrunitaha, you chose. This is what you chose as the second boon. The ritual pertaining to swarga. The knowledge of the ritual pertaining to swarga is the one you chose as the second boon. Yetam agnim tavaiva pravakshanti janasaha. So janasaha means, janasaha means janaha. Janasaha pravakshyanti means janaha pravakshyanti. Pravadanti, present tense verb. Pravakshyanti, future tense verb. People would speak. People will speak of this particular ritual as yours, which means by your name. Etam agnim janasaha tavayeva pravakshanti. People will speak in the future forever this particular ritual as your ritual, which means the ritual which by your name. As Nachiketa Agnihi. Okay, now finished. Now Nachiketa, come on. Tritiyam, hey Nachiketaha, Tritiyam Varam Vrineshva. Tritiyam Varam Vrineshva. May you ask for the third boon. Tritiyam Varam Vrineshva. Now may you choose the third boon. May you choose the third boon. May you choose to ask for the third boon. Finished. Okay. Hey Nachiketaha, this is the specific ritual which has to be performed to earn punyam, to be eligible to go to heaven, and which you chose as a second boon. And this boon, people will in the future forever talk about this ritual as your ritual, which means it will known by your name. As Nachiketa Agnihi. Now you better you choose to ask for the third boon. Is it clear? Now, let us read the Bhashyam now. Before we go, let's understand. He Nachiketaha, Yeshaha, Te Swargyaha Agnihi. Yam dvitiyena varena avrunithaha. Full stop. Yetam agnim janasaha tavayeva pravakshyanti. Means tavayeva namna pravakshyanti. Tavayeva namadheyena pravakshyanti. They'll always talk about this ritual with your name only. By your name only. So let us see this now. Hey Nachiketaha, Tom Tritiyam Varam Vrineshva. Okay. Yeshaha means this. This pronoun indicates Agnihi. Yeshaha Agnihi. This ritual. This ritual specifically known by the name of Nachiketaha, thereby known as Nachiketa Agnihi. Now, te is equal to tubhyam, to you, for you. Agnihi, varaha. Tubhyam, agnihi, varaha. It was your choice. This ritual was your choice. Therefore, it was given to you. He Nachiketaha, Swargyaha. So Swargyaha means what? This ritual was your choice. And Swargyaha means Swarga Sadhanaha. Anything pertaining to Swarga is called Swargya. Swarga Sadhanaha, the means of attainment of heaven. The proper performance of which is the means of earning the punyam in order to be able to go to heaven. Swarga sadhanaha, the means of attainment of heaven. Yam agnim varam avrunitaha. The specific ritual which you chose as the boon. Avrunitaha means what? Prarthitavan asi. You have requested. Avrunitaha means you chose as the boon. You chose this specific ritual pertaining to the heaven, which serves as a means of attainment of heaven as a second boon. So, avrinantaha you chose means what? You requested. You have requested. Prarthitavan asi. Dvitiyena varena. Saha agnihi. Varaha dattaha. So, the boon, that boon, in the form of the knowledge of the ritual, has been given. That boon in the form of the knowledge of the ritual has been given. Iti ukta upasamharaha. Iti ukta upasamharaha means this is the conclusion of what has been already said. Uktasya upasamharaha. Ukta upasamharaha. Upasamhara means conclusion of what has been already said, that this boon has been given, boon in the form of the knowledge of the ritual with your name as Achiketa Agnihi has been given. Agnihi varaha dattaha. Varaha dattaha, boon has been given. Boon in the form of the urge of the performance of ritual, which is a means of attainment of heaven, has been given to you. Prathitavanasi, dhityena varena, saha agnihi varaha dattaha iti ukta upasamhara means uktasya upasamharaha. Conclusion of what has been already said. Okay, now he finished. Lord Yama finished it. Now we move to the next sentence. Kincha, kincha, kim, what, cha, and. When you put together, it becomes moreover. Kincha, moreover. Tam agnim, that specific ritual, tam agnim, tavayeva namna pravakshanti janasaha. Janasaha means what? Janaha. Ityetat. Now it is said, janasaha, janaha, people will talk about that ritual by your name only. It means what? That ritual hereafter will be known by your name as Nachiketa Agnihi. Yeshaha varaha dattaha maya chaturthaha tushtena. Yeshaha varaha dattaha maya. Yesha varo datto maya chaturthaha tushtena. Maya tushtena. Yeshaha chaturthaha varaha dattaha. This fourth boon, even though I promised only three boons, but now this fourth boon also was given to you by me, who was highly pleased with your brilliance. Yeshaha varaha dattaha. Yesha varo datto maya chaturthastushtena. Maya tushtena. By me who was highly pleased with you. Yeshaha chaturthaha varaha dattaha. His fourth boon has been given. Tritiyam varam nachiketo vrinishva. He nachiketaha, tritiyam varam vrinishva. May you choose the third boon. Tasmin hi adattaha rinavanaham ityabhiprayaha. Shankaracharya says, it's last sentence, Shankaracharya's addition. He says, tasmin hi adatte, when the third boon is not given, rinavanaham ityabhiprayaha. Idea is, why Lord Yama is hurrying him to ask for the third boon? If the third boon is not given, then aham rinavan, I become indebted to you. I become indebted. I become the person of debt. Okay? I'm indebted. Rinam means debt. Rinavan aham, I become indebted if that boon is not given. So again, having a debt is what? If I don't give what I promised to give you, then it is a debt for me. Then I have to come back again to pay my debt. So Lord Yama also doesn't want, okay, to be bound. Itabhiprayaha. This is the idea conveyed here. It abhiprayam and this is the idea conveyed. Okay. The simple mantras. Okay, nothing much to understand. We are waiting for the important portion. Now, mantra number 20. Okay. Now the 20 here is, now the third bone has to come. The third bone is very important bone, because what happens? He is going to ask for the Atma Jnanam. The actual subject matter of the Upanishad is going to begin from here only. Okay, before we go to the actual text, there is a Bhashyam. Let us read the Bhashyam here. An introduction to the next mantra, where the third boon is going to be asked. So Shankara Bhagavatpada, see, because this mantra is important, the following mantra onwards, important mantras, why? Because the third question is going to be asked, wherein Nachiketa, we are going to appreciate, understand how brilliant and mature Nachiketa was, that he would choose to ask for Atma Jnanam. He would not, Lord Yama thought he would give him some nice chocolates and toys and send him back. A young boy, he'd be very happy. But you know, he wouldn't listen. He was very particular about Atma Jnanam only. So he's going to ask for Atma Jnanam. Therefore, Atma Jnanam is the only means of attainment of freedom, freeing oneself from bondage of the samsara. And here, therefore, Shankara Bhagavatpada himself introduces the following mantra with his elaborate commentary. Okay. What is that? Let us see the Bhashyam first. Yetavadhyatikrantena. Very important Bhashyam here. Please listen carefully. Yetavadhyatikrantena. Vidhi pratishedhartena. Mantra brahmanena. Avagantavyam yati varadvaya suchitam vastu yetavadhyatikrantena vidhipratishedhartena mantra brahmanena avagantavyam yati varadvaya suchitam vastu na atma tattva vishaya Vishaya Yathatmya Vijnanam. Na Atma Tattva Vishaya Yathatmya Vijnanam. So here what he says, Yetavadhi Hi Atikrantena Vidhipratishedhartena Mantra Brahmanena Avagantavyam Yet varadvaya suchitam vastu. Okay, let me make it very clear. Avagantavyam. Avagachati means understands. Avagantavyam means should be understood. Must be understood. What should be understood? What must be understood? Varadvaya suchitam vastu. Varadvaya suchitam vastu. Should be understood. Varadvaya suchitam vastu. The factors indicated through the first two boons. The first boon and the second boons. What is the first boon? My father should be happy. My father should be pleased. He should not be mentally, he should not be disturbed. He must be peaceful. When I get back, he should not be unhappy with me. He should not be angry with me. He must be peaceful. And he must talk to me like how he was before. This is the first boon. He asked for the mental, emotional wellness of his father first. That is, that comes under the category of what? Artha only. Artha. Artha means the first purusharatha. Then the second bone, he asked for the heavenly life, asked for the knowledge of the ritual which serves as a means of attainment of heaven. So that also comes under the category of the artha kamas only, which means the first two bone, the what he asked as results, as the two bones, come under the category of time bound results, time bound ends in terms of artha kamas. When you pray for emotional wellness, it is a relative end. When you ask, pray for, when you pray for heavenly enjoyment of heavenly pleasures or heavenly life, the knowledge of the ritual to be able to go to heaven comes under that, also comes under the category of the time bound ends in terms of artha kamas. So artha kamas means that the artha kamas come under the category of the anatma, the material world, anatma prapancha. Therefore, time bound results. Therefore, he says, yad varadvaya suchitam vastu, the subject matter indicated by the first two bones come under the category of the first two bones in terms of father's emotional wellness and knowledge of the ritual, come under the category of the anatma, the material world, time bound results. So that should be understood how mantra brahmanena, that should be understood with the help of the mantra brahmana. Okay. Vidhi pratishedha arthena mantra brahmanena. So vidhi pratishedha arthena means what? It also, mantra brahmana means the karma kanda. It should be understood through the karma kanda of the Veda. Mantra brahmanam here means karma kanda of the Veda. So this subject matter or the vastus asked as first two bones come under the category of the anatma, come under the category of time bound results, the material, come under the category of the material world, they should be understood only through the karma kanda of the Veda Shastram, where vidhi pratishedha arthena, in the form of where we have the karma kanda, where the knowledge of do's and don'ts is given. Vidhi pratishedha arthena mantra brahmanena avagantavyam, for which you do not need Veda Anta Shastram. You need the Veda Purva Shastram, not Veda Anta Shastram. So mantra brahmanena vidipratisheda arthena, the karma kanda always sit with mantra brahmana, where the knowledge of do's and don'ts is discussed. Only through that you must understand the time bound results. How atikrantena, the portion of the entire portion which has gone before until now, until the 19th mantra, the portion of this Upanishad which has gone before, consisting of 19 mantras, that portion actually is what has the subject matter of the Karmakanda, which is where the knowledge of do's and don'ts is discussed. Okay, that only through that the first two boons should be understood. Now, na atma tattva vishaya yathatmya vijnanam. But through mantra brahmanam, through karma kanda, atma tattva vishaya yathatmya vijnanam, the knowledge of the original nature of the self, atma tattva vishaya, the subject matter of the truth of the self, as exactly it is, the knowledge of the truth of the self cannot be understood through karma kanda. Is it clear? That's what he wants to say. See, the third boon actually involves atma jnanam. To have the knowledge of the self, okay, the karma kanda cannot be the means. The mantras which have gone before until now, atikrantena means by the portion which has gone before until now, consisting of 19 mantras, which are in terms of do's and don'ts, which form the part of karma kanda, the mantra brahmana, through that, only we can understand the things which come under the category of anatma, come under the category of time-bound results, arthakamas, which were in the form of the two boons. But now, the third question is going to be, the third boon is going to be the request for self-knowledge. And the self-knowledge, atma tattva vishaya yathatmya vijnanam. Atma tattva vishaya yathatmya vijnanam means the proper clear knowledge of the truth of the self. The knowledge of the clear knowledge of the truth of the self cannot be understood through mantra brahmanam. Means karma kanda of Veda Shastram, where the do's and don'ts are discussed. And that portion alone has gone before until now. Which means what is going to come hereafter does not come under the category of mantra brahmana, come under the category of karma kanda, is going to be the jnana kandaha. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.